From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Thousands are gathered outside Philadelphia's Independence Hall, waiting for Pope Francis to speak later this hour. Earlier today, Francis celebrated Mass at the Cathedral Basilica of Saints Peter and Paul. Among the some 1,600 congregants in the pews this morning were organizers of the Vatican-sponsored World Meeting of Families, which is what prompted the Pope to plan his U.S. trip in the first place. NPR's Jeff Brady is in Philadelphia.
For most of the last week, the Catholic Church has held its triennial World Meeting of Families in Philadelphia. That already attracted thousands of people. Now, much of the downtown has been closed to traffic for events involving Pope Francis over the next 2 days. He's scheduled to be at Independence National Historical Park to talk about immigration and religious freedom. This evening, Francis is expected to parade through downtown before giving a speech at a big open-air event that also includes entertainment. Tomorrow, the Pope visits a prison, then meets with bishops at a local seminary. He'll hold a large mass outside the Philadelphia Museum of Art before heading back to Rome Sunday evening. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Philadelphia.
Some new developments in the ongoing controversy over Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton's emails from her tenure as Secretary of State. NPR's Tamara Keith reports the State Department has announced a previously unknown email chain.
There are many threads in the story of Clinton's private email server, and the latest two developments are unrelated. First, the State Department announced that it has gotten from the Department of Defense an email chain that Clinton's team hadn't previously turned over. It's an email exchange between Clinton and General David Petraeus about personnel matters. The chain starts before she became Secretary of State and continues into the early days of her time in office. In a separate announcement, the State Department told the House Benghazi Committee it would be producing an additional 925 emails related to Libya as the committee prepares for Clinton to testify in October. Clinton has held firm that she did nothing illegal. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
The Pentagon now acknowledges that a second group of U.S.-trained Syrian fighters has been forced to turn over trucks and ammunition to an al-Qaeda affiliate in Syria in order to win safe passage to the battlefront against ISIS. Iran's state prosecutor says he's planning legal action in international court against Saudi Arabia's rulers over Thursday's stampede on the outskirts of Mecca. The death toll has risen to 769. Iranian citizens account for the largest number of those killed, at least 134, and hundreds of Iranians are still missing. Today is the final day of Islam's annual Hajj ritual. This is NPR. One of the oldest federal student loan programs in the U.S. is about to expire. The Perkins Loan Program helps poor students pay for college. Unless Congress acts, it could end on Wednesday. If it does, Kirk Carapeza of member station WGBH reports thousands of low-income students will be affected.
Republican leaders in Washington say extending the Perkins Loan Program is too costly and doesn't benefit students. In a statement, Senate Education Committee Chairman Lamar Alexander says the $1 billion program is outdated and unnecessary. University of Massachusetts President and former Democratic Congressman Marty Meehan strongly disagrees. Meehan says the low-interest loans are critical to students who can't cover the cost.
I don't see how, at the end of the day, the federal government can walk away from their responsibility to making sure that we have an accessible, world-class education available to everyone.
Today, about 4% of full-time college students nationwide receive Perkins loans. If Congress doesn't act, the program will expire at the end of the fiscal year. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Carapeza in Boston.
The first person ever charged with war crimes for the destruction of cultural heritage has arrived at the International Criminal Court in The Hague. The suspected Islamist militant is accused of destroying religious and historic monuments in Timbuktu, Mali. The city is a World Heritage Site. The suspect was part of a group linked to al-Qaeda. He's charged with destroying ancient monuments and a mosque. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscasts to the newest podcasts, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.